Church plants can be a space where we can invite people to share their questions, doubts, and perspectives. A place to listen to their stories and experiences and show them respect and compassion. By doing this, we can build trust and friendship and demonstrate the love of Christ. Jonathan is the pastor of Cerro, a church plant he helped start in Madrid, Spain. He's also the associate director for the Global Mission Center for Secular and Post-Christian Mission. The goal of the center is to better understand secular and postmodern people and to help them live a real experience with God. They've discovered that people who may not feel comfortable in a traditional, established church setting are often open to joining a new, developing community that is friendly, authentic, and diverse.
And today, Spain is the most secularizing, he has the highest secularization ratio in Europe. And up to 60% of the people don't believe in God, or at least don't practice any religion at all.
Silvia's relationship with God had ups and downs from as far back as she could remember. Based on her childhood experience in a Christian school, she thought of God as strict, but she also questioned if there was more to him. So she started searching.
I can't remember what I typed, but one day I was Googling and I found Cerro. And I went there on my own. And to my surprise, I felt really comfortable. I enjoyed the experience, and I started seeing God in a different light. I wanted to open that door again, to let him come into my life again. I went from, "I don't believe in you," to, "This cannot be a coincidence." He was knocking on my door again. I started looking at him in a different way. I wanted to know him better, to rediscover him through Cerro, with no prejudices. This is something I have to thank my church, Cerro, for.
She started the relationship with us, and step by step, she got baptized after 2 years.
In Cerro, I feel loved. And that is something absolutely beautiful. To me, this is the main difference. With God, I used to feel judged. But now, to me, God is just love.
Silvia is just one of the people whose life was transformed because of Cerro. While this community continues to grow, they are building a new space to facilitate more people and expand their services to help relieve societal issues.
We don't want to just open on Sabbath. We want a center of influence that helps people with mental health. A cafe where we are going to sell vegan food and also vegetarian food, and the revenues are going to support this mental health for people who can't afford mental health therapies, especially in Europe, and I would say for the case of Spain, it's tripled the case of suicides in Spain after the COVID.
Please pray for the members of Cerro as they serve with compassion and kindness. To learn more about church planting efforts such as Cerro, visit globalmissioncenters.org. Thank you for your prayers and support of Global Mission.